Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Taylor Hendricks, and you're listening to the Jazz Game Rewind.
Oh, so close. Facing the hottest team in the NBA, the Jazz fought to the bitter end as they tried to exorcise the demons of a seven-game losing streak. However, Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet proved too much to handle for the Lauri Markkanen and Jordan Clarkson-less Jazz, leading the Houston Rockets to a 101-100 victory as their win streak climbed to 11 in a row. Jazz Nation, I'm Will Trubshaw, and this is a Jazz Game Rewind. Chalk it up to Chris Dunn returning from suspension, or perhaps Will Hardy getting into his team about a lack of effort on the defensive end. But it was clear the Jazz were motivated on that front. The Jazz held the Rockets to just 13 points in the first quarter on just 20% shooting from the field. In fact, for the entire game, the Jazz held the Rockets under 40% shooting. Veterans Colin Sexton and John Collins led the charge on both ends of the floor, collecting four total blocks and combining for 59 of Utah's 100 points.
Sensabaugh on the push. No look pass. John Collins, right corner three. You bet! Sexton, one-on-one. Driving on Smith, shoves off with the left hand. Foul, floats it up off the rim and in. John Collins greets Jeff Green to the basket and boom, boom, pow! Slam dunk. Kessler blocks it. Fast break. Collin Sexton 360 off a lob from Johnny Juzang.
John made his presence known particularly in the second quarter, leading a run that helped push the Jazz lead to its largest of the game at 13. Here's how it sounded as Collins made it rain on Jazz radio with David Locke and Ron Boone on the call.
VanVleet strips it from Juzang, goes to the window, underhand left-hand scoop and a score. Use the basket to defend as Juzang gets ripped at the top and the Rockets cut it to seven. Here's Sensabaugh to Sexton. Swings back to John Collins, who had 10 points in the first quarter. He drives. Amon Thompson comes from behind, blocks the shot. Thompson leading the break for the Rockets. 6'7", rookie number four pick. No look pass to Green. Gets knocked away because he wasn't looking. Loose ball comes to Juzang, who outlets to Sexton. Sexton with the purple shorts and the white Jazz note on the left hip. Passes to Hendricks, who wasn't ready for it. He bobbles. Throws up to Collins, still feeling it. Fires the three and hits. John Collins gives the Jazz their third three in 17 attempts tonight. 36-26. Jalen Green, high pick, snakes in the lane, head bobs, loses the ball. Turnover, Sexton driving, VanVleet back, Brooks back. Brooks knocks away, loose ball, Sensabaugh on Brooks battling for it. And the foul is on Dylan Brooks for holding off Sensabaugh on a loose ball.
Well, I thought it was calling a foul there, but that Brooks was standing out of bounds touching the basketball. But they actually called a foul on this play.
Timeout by Ime Udoka. Rockets have a 10-game win streak. Are down by 10, 4:53 left in the second quarter. It's the Jazz 36 and the Rockets 26. Hendricks puts it on the deck, left side, lost the basketball, runs it back down, gets stolen again. Fast break the other way, Amon Thompson goes to dump with the right hand and then double clutched and missed it. Sensabaugh on the push, no look pass. John Collins, right corner three, you bet! A missed dunk on one side of John Collins. It's his third three of the night. The Jazz have their largest lead of 13. VanVleet for the Rockets, who've won 10 straight. Bounce pass Landell. Jump stops in the lane, lays it up and in. During the commercial break, or during the break, up on our big screen here in the arena, they did a really cute feature with Taylor Hendricks, Keontae George, and Bryce Sensabaugh, all of who are on the floor right now. And they had youthful pictures of them and then made them match those pictures. The picture of Taylor Hendricks in a white shirt, leather vest, sporty jeans, and shades as he was going to a modeling gig at 7 years old as Keontae tries and misses was pretty awesome. Congratulations. Good work by the Jazz social media staff putting that together. Three ball from VanVleet, right wing rattles out. Rockets cannot buy it tonight. Offensive rebound back to VanVleet, and he makes this one. First in five attempts. They're 5 of 20 from the field, 28% shooting, and the Jazz lead by 8. But the Jazz are shooting 33% and 22% from 3. Great pick by Collins. Freeze Keontae, but they switch. And his progress is denied. Top to Sexton. He takes the 18-foot jumper straight away and swirls it in. Jazz back up by 10. Sexton's got 16. So does John Collins to lead all scores.
It's worth noting that Johnny Juzang also had another fine game, racking up 12 points in his 24 minutes off the bench, with most of that damage being done in the second half.
Swings it to Juzang. Jabs left, goes right, gets in the lane, pump fakes Jabari Smith and scores it for two. Sexton, pick and roll off Kessler, angle right. In the lane, backdoor cut, Johnny Juzang, slam dunk. One hand pass to Juzang, quick release three. Good, and a foul on Dylan Brooks.
Johnny was key as the Jazz responded to the Rockets grabbing their first lead since early in the first quarter. Trailing by 9 with under 3 minutes to go in the third, the Jazz rallied to grab a 72-69 lead entering the final quarter of play. We go again to Locke and Boone for the call of the action.
Long rebound, Green saves it to Landell. Top to Holiday, blows by Juzang. Juzang then reaches in, knocks it away. Ball's loose, guys diving after it. Kick out to Green for three and he hit. 18 for Jalen Green in the third quarter. 67-58. Sexton, high pick and roll. Right side done. Brooks defending. Left hand drive. Wants to get to his right. Dribbles off his right knee. Recovers it at the free throw line. Swings it back out to Sexton. Guarded by Thompson, who they really put on the guy they want to shut down. Dunn driving at Landell. Left shoulder into his body. Landell relents, and a right hand floater by Chris Dunn scores it.
The Jazz realize they're not knocking down perimeter shots, and every player is trying to get to the basket.
Green to the basket. Left-hand dribble. Cox is right-handed. Dunk it. Kessler blocks it. Fast break. Colin Sexton, 360 off a lob from Johnny Juzang.
And only Colin Sexton can do it. That lob pass was behind him. He catches and still able to finish over the overhead.
He did a 360 in the air to catch it. Chris Dunn strips it away from Green. Dunn on the ground, throws it up the foot of Kessler. Kessler runs it down, underhand scoop to Sexton. Sexton guarded by Holiday. One hand pass to Juzang, quick release three. Good, and a foul on Dylan Brooks.
And that's gonna be four fouls on Brooks, along with Van Leaf, both of them with four fouls.
Brooks intentionally swings by and tries to hit your hand after you shoot, because that's actually not a foul. This time he didn't time it right and he got called for the foul. 67-65, Jazz have cut it to two with 2 minutes left in the third, timeout on the floor. Rockets 67, Jazz 66 as the free throw was good. Johnny Juzang, 4-point play. Jabari Smith, 6'10". Number three pick of the draft, works on Sexton, kicks a Holiday, bricks a three, barely nicks iron. Jazz have a chance to regain the lead. We've only had three lead changes all game. Jazz led the whole way until just a few minutes ago. Sexton, pick and roll with Kessler, drives, lobs it. Walker, in traffic, fouls. Second free throw is as well.
All right.
Walker's free throw shooting is become a story recently in how much better it has become.
Yeah, you're looking at a 51% free throw shooter last season.
Landell driving, Walker on his left shoulder, loses it out of bounds off of Walker. Jalen Green right side, working on Dunn. Blocked by Dunn. Green gets it back, squirts down the baseline, and reverse side layup is good. What a third quarter for Jalen Green. Top to Sexton. Sexton pulls at the free throw line as Landell plays drop coverage. No good. Walker dunks the miss back up and in.
Interestingly enough, the Jazz managed to have the lead at the end of three of the four quarters in this game. The only problem being that it was the end of the fourth in which they finally trailed. The loss marks 8 in a row for the Jazz, who now wait until Easter Sunday for a shot at redemption against De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings. Tip-off is at 7, and you can catch the game on Jazz Plus, KJazz, or Jazz Radio. That does it for this edition of Jazz Game Rewind. For everyone at Jazz Radio, I'm Will Shrubshaw saying so long and see you next time.